It's SU election season, which means it's time for you, the students, to help shape your union.
What do you want to see from your students' union officers? Which candidates represent you? What can the SU do better?
All students get a say in who runs their SU.
Use your voice and vote.
Voting opens on the 13th of March and closes on the 17th of March.
Your say, your SU, your Nottingham.
DJ!
This is URN
University
Radio
Nottingham.
The festival to end all festivals, Glastonbury, the biggest festival in the world, is coming back again this summer, June the 21st to the 25th, and the headliners, the lineup, the main lineup has been announced today, which is massive news for UK and the world music fans. So the three headliners, we already knew about Elton John, but the three new headliners, the Arctic Monkeys, Guns N' Roses, and Lizzo. A very interesting selection in my eyes. I'm quite the fan. Other features on the lineup so far are people such as Alt-J, Carly Rae Jepsen, Fatboy Slim, Fred again, who is absolutely on fire at the moment, Leftfield, who, cheeky plug, are on the cover of the next print edition of the Mike magazine. Check it out. And other such artists like Royal Blood, Slow Tie, Thundercat, Wizkid, and Shy Girl. So a very eclectic, as always, mix of artists. However, there have been complaints, and I think rightfully so, that the number of female artists and, crucially, female headliners is somewhat lacking. From what we're aware, the three main headliners will be the Arctic Monkeys, Guns N' Roses, and Elton John, with Lizzo doing either a sub-headlining set, either headlining a smaller stage or second to one of these artists, or will be playing on the Thursday, but will not be the one of the three main acts of the weekend. So I would like to put it to you guys, what are your thoughts on the representation or lack thereof of female, queer and ethnic minority artists at Glastonbury and music festivals in general at the moment?
I mean, I remember way back in first year, so we're talking
The distant annals of time.
The distant annals of time, we're talking, you know, 3 or 4 years ago now. I wrote an article for Impact Magazine, cheeky plug, on the lack of representation of female artists, queer artists, ethnic minority artists at festivals. And, you know, that was 3 or 4 years ago. And it's just a bit frustrating that I feel like literally nothing has changed. And we have this conversation, I mean, every single year. And there's always sort of a festival that kind of takes on the mantle of being the one people are complaining about. Last year, I know Reading and Leeds had a big issue with...
Reading and Leeds was particularly bad.
Yeah, it was particularly bad last year. But I do just think it's frustrating that every single year we have this same conversation and nothing changes. And it's... You know, it's sad to see it from a festival as huge as Glastonbury, because they could really be making, you know, quite a lot of difference, you know, with their lineup. You know, the where they lead, other festivals will follow. But obviously, it is an issue that is kind of systemic amongst the music industry as a whole. You know, we're not having female artists prioritised in kind of smaller festivals. We're not having them prioritised in, you know, recording contracts, record companies. You know, it's just, it's kind of at the lower levels, at the mid levels, at the high levels. You know, it's really systemic, but obviously it's not necessarily noticed until you get to moments where, you know, Glastonbury, Reading and Leeds release their lineup and we all go, oh, it's happened again.
Yeah, I think the problem that I see most, which is unfortunate, is that from the off, there is less presentation of female artists. So therefore, women, people who identify as female, are less likely to go into music, therefore less female artists to present, therefore less female artists to get big to these stadium and festival sized headliners. Admittedly, from what we are aware as the general public, it appears that someone a la Rihanna or Taylor Swift did pull out of Glastonbury, so they may well have been trying to get a nice even split for the main artists, as trying to get a, you know, a big female headliner, which unfortunately didn't work. However, to then have either the Arctic Monkeys or Guns N' Roses as a replacement, who are both white male-exclusive bands, much as they're both brilliant and I'm sure will bring a phenomenal show, is not exactly the greatest thing for diversity. You look at that and you don't think, wow, what a diverse group of artists.
I think it's a shame as well that they have got Lizzo, but they've put her on as the sort of, like, the afterthought
side headliner.
Almost. Like, ultimately, they are four equal acts. They could have given her one of the main headline slots. And, you know, yes, it's not going to change the world, but it could have been done. And it's just, again, it's sort of, I'm on an individual level, all the decisions that are being taken aren't necessarily, you know, earth shattering, but they are kind of just contributing to this culture where women and, you know, other underrepresented artists don't get the platform they need.
And I think in a way it's also in other areas gotten a bit worse. I mean, we've seen the Brit Awards for like the last 2 years now, when there's no like women category anymore, men basically sweeped the awards, especially this year. I think we might be seeing a bit of a theme here, where like these places are like claiming to be all inclusive, but really the amount of women being actually represented in them or other minority voices isn't actually going up in the amounts we'd expect it to.
I mean, yeah. I guess Glastonbury has released Emily Eavis, one of the organisers of the festival, has made a statement saying that next year it's looking likely that they'll have two female headliners. Do you guys hold much water in these sorts of statements? Do you think that next year's Glastonbury we're likely to see, you know, far more female artist representation than we have this year?
I'd suggest that if Emily Eavis has put something out saying, oh, we're going to try and have two female headliners, there has to be a minimum of one now. If they have none, it will be a shambles and she will forever be branded a liar.
Yeah.
They need a minimum one. Ideally, they do have two or even three. It would be amazing to see a festival like Glastonbury have three. Yeah, whether it happens or not.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's great if they do. It's fantastic if they do. I know, like you were saying, Jake, obviously people do pull out. I know that there's a lot going on behind the scenes in festivals that we're not necessarily party to, and they have to make these kind of difficult decisions. But it does just feel a bit disappointing that it's taken the release of the lineup and everyone going, oh, you've done it again, for there to be a statement being like, oh, well, next year we'll have women. It's kind of like, well, you could have had them this year. You could have had them last year. You could have had them many years before that. People have been saying this for years and years and years and years and years. And it's just a shame to have to go through this every single festival season.
I mean, as you say, it's every festival season. Will it change next year? Who knows? But in the meantime, it will still be great to see some amazing acts at this veritable cornerstone of the British festival scene.
On campus.
And online.
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 This
is
URN.